Interbet podcast for Sunday, the 24th of May. Kenilworth 12:45, first race 1200 meters, maiden juvenile plate. The money horse is Aqua Calide, backed into odds on. Finished second to Kalahari King on debut 55 days ago. Craig Zaki on for Eric Sands. There are some firsters which are of interest. Lissoyaya, Versin Getrix out of Clouds Unfold, Black Dynamite and Erupt Colt out of Anime. Others that have run, Godric Gryffindor and Another Hero, have got plausible claims, but it might well be that Aqua Calide builds on that good debut to Kalahari King and wins the opener. In the second race, the horse that caught my eye is Spinnaker, a gold standard chestnut colt who now goes over 14 after finishing strongly behind the Cullinan over 12 on soft ground. That could prove winning form, but there are a lot of horses who come out of the From the Island form line. Hero's Journey, Captain's Angel, It's Good, It's Nice. So they must all have a shout. You Made Me Look ran behind the Cullinan, but made a respiratory noise. One also factored in is Made in Chelsea. Good run to Rich Man's World, and then again to Nursery Winner Tag and Release. Third race is a class 5 over 1400 meters. Noonday Gun has got solid credentials. Look for a better effort from Give That Man a Bells. The wake-up horse here is Red Dawn. Not bad over 1400. Has been campaigning over further and has won both of its starts on soft going, which will apply come Sunday. Not sure what happened to Senor Dante at his most recent start, but his prior runs to note to self, Prairie Dawn and Future Free were pretty good. Fort Yukon must have a place chance as well. Race 4, open maiden over 1200 meters. Lava Strike, the 2-year-old Erupt, is your favorite for re-riding for Pitt and Albert Stain, which is of significance. Refiner's Fire comes back after a gelding that was a better run prior to Super Viking. Coffee Crunch, not too bad on debut at long odds. Monticello, good penultimate to Trip to Camelot, who won subsequently. Love from Afar and Spurious have got some sort of a chance. Spurious, though, brings Fairview Polytrack form to the races. Race 5. Class 4, 7-2 the field. The horses that I would focus on are Loving Prague, October Storm, Fast Train should give a good sight. Winter Pearl will also be a contender. Moody Blue as well. So the two horses that I probably focus on would be Loving Prague, who's got a best speed figure of 96, comes back after 53 days off, during which time he's been gelded. He might just prefer it a little bit further, but he does have back form to Umzungeli Wenyati over this course and distance where he got a good speed figure. Number 8, October Storm, got taken out completely at the start last time, so you can draw a line through that run. Prior performances to Objet d'Art, Steadfast, and in very wet ground to Escarpment and Magical Place, brings this very well-bred Vercingetorix gelding right into the mix. Race 6, 1950 meters. I've set the winning pass score at 92, and Eric Liddell surpasses that. He's a progressive stayer. He's your 15-10 favorite. Scottish Lynx will have a shout on collateral form. Likewise, Fort Liam. The stable companion to Eric Liddell from Snaith Racing Song to the Moon is also a chance. That run to 10 penny in a much stronger race gives him a shake as well. So I would go 9 over 8, 3 and 7. Gentleman Joe is not a totally forlorn hope, and you may want to add that to your wider herds. Seventh race is the feature. It's a Pocket Power Stakes listed over 1950 meters. Future Free to beat Pay the Palace with Prairie Dawn and Magic First next best. Future Free is a very promising Futura gelding. Fine run to La Pulga and Viva's Liberté last time. And with further progress likely, Future Free could perhaps be ahead of the handicapper. He'll love a true run middle distance test. He handles the soft ground just fine. So he could justify favoritism as he's quoted around 16 to 10. Stable companion Prairie Dawn has been finishing off his races over shorter in good fashion, albeit against weaker opposition. The other snake runner, Magic Verse, on back form would have a chance but does appear held on the most recent La Pulga form line by his stablemate, Future Three. Hey, the Palace is probably the main danger to the selection. Being backed in early trade, goes well on soft ground. He should get the run of the race for re-riding for the Stains. There's plenty of pace signed on here with Otto Lakin and Time for Love likely to crack on. And Pay the Palace should get a good trip. He's just a one-time winner from 14 starts, but that is not a knock against his chances. He's kept a very strong company throughout the summer and hasn't been disgraced in those races. The last race you can also treat it pretty much as a boat race, Charlie Bucket against Mutiny in Heaven. There's not much in it on the Super Viking form line. Charlie Bucket maybe emerged with the stronger figures, but is a well-exposed four-year-old, whereas Mutiny in Heaven has got a lot more scope as a young horse. So 2 and 3 in the last, your backups are Quiet Place, Frequent Traveller, and Ready for the Road. That's Mark van Deventer's preview ahead of the Sunday meeting at Kenilworth.